Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on Johnny, J-O-H-N-N-Y, Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N. Johnny Sutton is a 64-year-old male who reports he injured his right hand at work on 1/13/22. Apparently he was in a work van and the driver hit the brakes. Apparently he put his hand out to break the impact and in doing so struck his finger. Apparently he was seen at Jefferson Hospital emergency room the same day. Apparently he resisted further evaluation. He understands his final diagnosis to be a fracture. Of his finger, treated surgically on 1/25/22 and again on 2/8/22 by Dr. Recant, R-E-K-A-N-T. Pretty has completed his course of active treatment. Period. In paragraph per the record supplied, Mr. Sutton was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room on 1/13/22. Complaining of right pinky pain, common right posterior thigh pain, and minor head trauma from a motor vehicle accident. 8:38 a.m. that day. Pretty was an unrestrained backseat passenger in a van at work. Pretty the van stopped short to avoid an impact and the patient jerked forward. Pretty hit his head to the back of another passenger he was seated next to but had no loss of consciousness or vomiting. Pretty also jammed his right pinky finger and braced himself with his right leg and now has soreness in the right posterior thigh. Pretty was not ejected from the seat. Period. He was examined and underwent x-rays of the hand showing an oblique fracture through the fifth middle phalanx extending from the radial aspect of the diaphysis with intra-articular extension through the base. Here there was mild dorsal and ulnar displacement of the distal fragment. Period. His finger was placed in a splint and he was advised on ice and elevation and to follow up with the hand center. Parody paragraph, he did see Dr. Recant at the hand center on 1/20/22. Period. He had repeated x-rays that showed a right small finger PIP joint fracture subluxation. Period, he rendered diagnosis of right small finger proximal interphalangeal joint subluxation and right small finger middle phalanx fracture with displacement. Period, he strongly recommended surgical intervention. Period, on 1/26/22, surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively on 2/3/22. Period. There was ongoing swelling and stiffness of the digit. Period. Dr. Recant recommended revision surgical repair. Period. On 2/9/22, this surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Recant through, in conjunction with occupational therapy through 5/26/22. Period at that juncture. He had continued right small finger pain and swelling, particularly about his PIP joint, secondary to an intra-articular comminuted fracture that has led to post-traumatic arthritis. Pretty exam found ongoing tenderness and swelling, particularly about the PIP joint. Pretty lacks more than 4 centimeters of flexion to the distal palmar crease, with the PIP joint fixed at 45 degrees. Pit sensation and pulses were intact. Period. They discussed treatment options, including consideration of joint replacement arthroplasty, or PIP joint fusion. Period, remains unable to return to work. Period. New paragraph on 8/17/12. Mr. Sutton was seen by Dr. Traeger, T-R-A-G-E-R. Period. He noted the treatment to date and performed a clinical examination. Period. He concluded Mr. Sutton incurred a small finger middle phalanx fracture initially treated with open reduction internal fixation with synthes screws that subsequently had a loss of reduction and required K-wire revision fixation. But at this time, he demonstrated significant stiffness of the small-fingered PIP joint, as well as stiffness involving the neighboring joints and digits. Period, there did not appear to be any pre-existing medical condition present. Period, despite therapy, the small finger PIP was currently without any active or passive motion identified. Period, well, this individual demonstrates a lack of full flexion and extension of the ring, comma, long, comma, and index fingers. Comma, the etiology of this is unclear, as there does appear to be a significant component of co-contraction today, and passive motion does appear greater than active motion for those digits. There are multiple signs of symptom activation today, including the greater than 100% increase in rapid exchange grip strength, as well as the opposite values elicited with two-point discrimination testing for the small comma, ring comma, long comma, and index fingers. Not only does this not follow a physiologic pattern that can be explained by the injury and subsequent treatment, but suggests a component of symptom magnification. Period. He thought the claimant had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he wore long sleeves that were rolled up to the level of his wrists. Period. Extremities upper inspection revealed atopic dermatitis on both hands. Period. He had difficulty making, difficulty flexing the right small finger. Period, at the MCP joint, there's 35 degrees of flexion, comma, PIP joint, 30 degrees, and DIP joint, 40 degrees, the latter of two were fused. Period, right ring finger MCP flexion was 80 degrees, comma, PIP flexion 90 degrees with an extension lag of 30 degrees, comma, DIP flexion 55 degrees with an extension lag of 10 degrees. Period. Motion of the remaining finger joints, both wrists, elbows, and shoulders, was full on all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. He had decreased fine motor skills on the right, but gross skills were intact bilaterally. Period. There was diminished soft touch sensation globally on the ulnar aspect of the palm. Period. He had difficulty making a full fist on the right. Period. Pinprick sensation and soft touch sensation was decreased in a non-localized fashion throughout the right hand. Period. Moving two-point discrimination also elicited inconsistent, non-reproducible responses. Period. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal impressions on 1/13/22. Johnny Sutton injured his right small finger in a work-related motor vehicle accident. Period. He was seen at the emergency room where x-rays identified a fracture. Period. He followed up with Dr. Recat, who took him to surgery first on 1/26/22. Due to complications, surgery was done again on 2/9/22 to be inserted. In paragraph, Mr. Sutton participated in occupational therapy. He remained symptomatic through follow-up with Dr. Recant on 5/26/22. He also was seen by Dr. Traeger on 8/17/22, who noted signs of symptom magnification. Period. In paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Sutton also found signs of symptom magnification. Period. These included the variable mobility about the right ring and small fingers. Period. He had subjective sensory loss and a non-dermatomal and non-localizing distribution. Period. He had difficulty making a full fist on the right with decreased fine hand manipulation. Period. although grip strength was 5/5, bilaterally by manual muscle testing using hand dynamometry, it was markedly reduced on the right at nearly a flat line distribution, but this is indicative of symptom magnification. Period. New paragraph, I will rate this case using the 6th edition for the diagnosis of right small finger middle phalanx fracture. Period, as noted by Dr. Traeger. The PIP was currently without any active or passive motion identified. Period, demonstrated a lack of full flexion and extension of several fingers, the etiology of which is unclear. Period, did find significant co-contraction today, and passive motion appeared to be greater than active motion for these digits. Period, upon his exam, range of motions were measured and will be inserted as marked. And that is the end.